And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the House of Wellness. We're going to help you get well, stay well, live well, and look fabulous. I'm Larry Ender with Kelly Landry and Gerald Quigley. Good morning, guys.
Morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning.
Now, I come back to you a little less wise than I left you a few weeks ago, having had four wisdom teeth out. So what's the wiseness equation there, Gerald?
I thought the wiseness was because you actually started... Your wisdom teeth actually started to move to actually come out.
Yeah, right.
That's why. You were considered distinguished because your wisdom teeth decided to break through your gums for the first time in your life.
That's right. Age 52. Gerald, what do you think?
The most important question is how much did the tooth fairy bring you?
More like cost.
Yeah. You know what? The tooth fairy brought me a bowl of soup and a thing of ice cream.
Oh, good.
That's all I got.
So you went back to basics.
Pretty much back to basics. Gerald, I want to talk to you about this because a couple of weeks ago I was at a dinner. We were out at a restaurant and we had a table full of people. And I felt really sorry for the waiter who came over to try and take the orders. There was a celiac or two. Someone was talking about a nut allergy and asking questions about nuts. Another one about dairy. And I just thought, next time I get to Gerald, I'm going to ask about how that would have played out 20 or 30 years ago when we didn't have the information we have now about those various allergies.
Isn't it interesting, Larry and Kelly, that as time's gone by, eating is now much more complicated. We don't have an easy answer. Larry, look, it's all about your gut's ability, your digestive system's ability to cope with so many different things. So we have now food allergies, food intolerances, we have anaphylaxis, and it looks more than ever, we're learning more and more and more about the role of gut bacteria in keeping our entire body going. We all carry, the three of us carry 1.5 kilogram of bacteria, trillions in our tummy, all delicately balanced. And they form, they've formed in the human body for thousands of years, but we're altering them, and we're altering them with environmental issues, with sugar, with antibiotics, and as this whole thing is changing, we'll see more and more and more of these intolerances until we understand more about the role of our gut bacteria.
Because you've got some thoughts on that too, Kel.
Well, I mean, guess my question is as well, the way food is being produced these days as well. Like you've got GMO food, you have a lot more processed food. Like, you look at, the recommendation that I kind of go by is you shop the outside aisles of the supermarket. Yes. Anything on the inside is all processed and just full of rubbish. Yes. So, but it's really hard to actually, you look at something and the marketing just is sucking everybody in as well.
Well, and
you
true.
Look at something and it's like, oh, it's fat-free and it's this and it's that and all this kind of thing, and everyone, thinks that they're eating something healthy, and then you turn the packet over and it's horrifying to read what's in a lot of things.
So we have to relearn how to read food labels. We have to ask for some honesty and integrity in the food industry. That's always been a concern of mine. But as you say, Kelly, preparing from scratch, we have to go back to preparing more food from the stuff we buy from a greengrocer or a farmer's market and just do it properly.
If you're telling me to read the labels in the supermarket, then I need to allow about 6 to 7 hours for a supermarket trip. And reading those labels is one thing, understanding them is another, right?
Sure.
Any questions you have today for Gerald at all on 131873, that's 131873 on the House of Wellness. Also, Kel's Beauty Break today. What have we got coming up, Kel?
Well, with the winter months upon us, I think it's time to I start to change up my beauty routine in terms of skincare. You know, it's colder, so my skin tends to get drier. So I've got a few little tips. I've got skin survival tips for winter.
Oh, good. And Gerald, we want to talk about too, that's on the outside. We're going to talk about winter wellness on the inside today too.
A couple of things. I've got a few suggestions about foods to fight colds and flu, just four or five, and a few suggestions for general immune health, bearing in mind that it's not just colds and flu, but also our tummies, which you touched on before. So immune function embraces the whole lot.
Oh, we're covering everything today the about lot, yeah. winter wellness inside
One
and out.
Stop shop.
This week is Spinal Health Week, and we're going to talk with Dr. Andrew Lawrence, President of the Chiropractors Association of Australia, and how we can look after our spine. It's so important. One in six Aussies suffer from chronic back pain. We'll also talk with the muesli maker, Emma Dumas. Emma kicked sugar and lost 8 kilos in 6 weeks. We're going to talk to her about her weight loss and how her new muesli range, with no added anything, including sugar, that's coming up for you. And, of course, 131-873, all your calls, Gerald standing by to take them. And all our callers today go into the draw for the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse, 131-873.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Thanks for joining us this morning. Nice to have your company. This week is Spinal Health Week, and with one in six Australians suffering from chronic back problem, or around 3.7 million Australians, we thought we should take the opportunity to find out a little more about this national issue. Dr. Andrew Lawrence is the president of the Chiropractors Association of Australia, and he joins us now on the House of Wellness. Doctor, good morning to you.
Good morning, Larry.
Let's start with the most common causes of back pain.
The most common causes, I think, are environmental. We sit too much. We don't exercise enough. We have a lifestyle which is not conducive to the spine that has been developed over a long period of time. So that's the main thing. And so what happens is you get muscular irritations which cause back pain. You can get misalignment and dysfunction of the spine, and that causes pain. There's many others as well. There's infection and all sorts of other things, so you have to be aware of those things as well. But by far the most common is what we call mechanical low back pain, which is just dysfunction of the spine.
Andrew, what are some of the things that people can do to try and prevent back pain? Is there something that we can do to be a bit more proactive?
Oh, absolutely. Exercise is probably the number one. And stop sitting so much. Sitting has been a massive contributor to this back pain problem because it's so integrated into our life. We sit with everything we do. The rise of television, the workplace, etc. People are now much more in sedentary jobs. So this has been increasing the percentage of the population, and to the point where now one in six are suffering from chronic back pain, which means back pain of more than 3 months' duration.
Andrew, it's Gerald here, and I congratulations on what you do. I think chiropractors play a very important role in back pain and in sporting injuries. But what's the difference, just briefly, between a chiropractor and a physio?
Basically, the difference is chiropractors focus on spinal movement, spinal function, and adjusting what we call adjusting the spine. So we tend to mobilise and move that spine back to a better function. Mm-hmm. Not wanting to speak for physios, they're most physios are trained in the rehabilitation style of things rather than the basic treatment.
Okay. Now, Andrew, you walk through any street, sit on any bus or train or plane or anywhere, and people are sitting or standing or walking in the most unnatural way now, permanently looking at their phones. Permanently looking. That's an interesting place for our neck and our head and our back to be. That can't be normal. You must be seeing, are you seeing an increase in that sort of injury?
Well, it even has a name. It's called Tech Neck.
I love that.
Because people are always on their phones. They're looking at Facebook, they're texting, they're whatever. They're walking across streets, not even looking where the cars are coming, putting themselves in danger. So, yes, look, it produces a lot of problems, not just in the neck, but throughout the spine, because when you change the behaviour and function of one part of the spine, the others will have to adapt to that.
There you go. Andrew, as a herbal medicine practitioner, when you see people with spinal issues, you give them some nutritional advice, which is wonderful. Have you got some favourite things that you send a person off with to go and get?
Look, I think the number one for us is people take non-steroidal anti-inflammatories for low back pain, which, as you well know, Gerald, have significant side effects or can have significant side effects. Mm-hmm. So probably one of our favourites in anti-inflammatory are the curcuminoids.
Yes.
And We also, magnesium is a very important part of the rehab because it helps to improve muscle function, reduce the spasms and the irritations, etc. So they're probably two of my most great. Commonly suggested.
That's great.
Yeah. Andrew, what's the big message for us during Spinal Health Week? What do you want all our listeners to know?
Well, I think that people who suffer from chronic pain need to not suffer in silence. Chiropractors can help. We're trained to not only give treatment but give advice, help with posture. We've also developed an app called Straighten Up Australia, which you can get from the App Store. Mm-hmm. You're talking about people on their phones, etc. But you can download it onto your computer or anywhere else, and it gives advice on how to sit. It also has a virtual reality function, which shows you the shape of the spine and how you change, and the way that the spine changes in your improved posture.
Oh, right, okay.
There's also another app that we have, which is Just Start Walking, and that's something that we encourage people to do. The more exercise you do, the more walking you do, the less sedentary you are, the less likely that back pain is to become a chronic and serious health problem.
Okay, and you do want, of course, to warn people to be careful getting back into exercise if you haven't done that for a while as well, right?
Well, follow the app and that will that'll take care of easing you into it.
That sounds terrific, the app. We'll have a good look at that. Dr. Andrew Lawrence, President of the Chiropractors Association of Australia, thanks so much for joining us on the House of Wellness this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ed.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
A little bit later on in Kel's Beauty Break, we're going to be talking about looking after the outside of your body during winter when things get a little colder. But, Gerald, we want to talk about winter wellness on the inside.
A couple of brief things, Larry, if I may. So, five tips. We're all in fives. We've got to wash our hands before we eat. Simple. Grandma used to tell us we've ignored that. Regular exercise. We spoke to Andrew. It doesn't have to be heart-rendering exercise. It can be a walk for 20 minutes a day. But getting out and exercising is good for our lungs. Just cutting back on the use of heaters. The heaters dry air out. When the air dries out, everything dries out. Kelly's going to be talking about skin. But your nose, your nasal tissue dries out, and it's got to be moist. Your puppy dog is healthy when it's got a nice, warm, moist nose. We're just the same. Drink plenty of water, something in winter. We don't drink water so much because it's not so warm. And eating sensibly. It really isn't all that difficult, and it's just a matter of sensible eating. But what do we eat? Berries, lots of brightly coloured things. Elderberry especially helps clear sinuses. We need to put garlic in everything that we cook, or we can take garlic. Mushrooms, sensational for lifting immune function. Green tea, there are so many health aspects of green tea, it's just amazing. And with fruits and vegetables, the brighter the colour, the better, particularly in the veggies, because the veggies are slow release of sugar, food sugar, and they are the best for us. And that, in a nutshell, is a 5+5 for a healthy winter.
All right, so as much garlic as you can, as long as everybody else in the house is doing
that. Oh, yes. That's the rule we have in our house. It's all in or nobody in.
131-873, Gerald standing by to take your calls. Yeah. Gil, good morning to you, Gil.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Thanks for the program, and I'm a great supporter of Chemist Warehouse.
What can we do for you, Gil?
I'm their best customer in Perth. Listen, no, I've had this lung condition for about 7 months now, being a 74-year-old tradie, still operating.
Yes.
Where one night I just couldn't breathe. My lungs, I could breathe in, maybe take in half a cup of air, and I was just stifled. Oh. 7 months of research, the doctor came up that my lungs were full of plaque.
Yes.
Namely, you know, cement dust, brick dust, sawdust, asbestos, and that good splash, no doubt, of bulldust. But what he actually put me onto this Spiriva, which is wonderful.
Yes. Good.
Really good. Great. I just take one puffer a day of the dust, and in the morning a lump of dust and stuff comes out of my nose, which is great, and I can feel it improving every day.
Sensational.
What's the long-term result of that, and is there an alternative if there is a problem?
No, Gil, there is no problem. Spiriva's been out for a long time. It's quite specific. It's very effective. We use it where you've got long history of these sorts of issues, and you can use that for as long as you want to, as long as your doctor says, to help you. Food-wise, cruciferous vegetables make an enormous difference, Gil, to lung function. Cabbage, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, all of those things, and research has backed up the fact that they do help lung function. So get into winter. I was in Perth during the week, and it wasn't really winter. It was real more like summer. But get into it, eat them every day, but be reassured Spiriva is absolutely fine.
Thank you very much for that.
Thanks, Gil. Thanks. Continue wellness.
Thank you, Gil. Thanks for calling. Judy, welcome to the House of Wellness.
Oh, thank you.
Hi, Judy.
Hi. I just have a problem with restlessness, mm-hmm. Probably not through the day, but after tea. If I sit down to watch the television, I might sit there for half an hour and then I start to fidget. And if I'm engrossed in something like a movie or something like that, it doesn't seem to be a problem.
Okay.
And if I'm doing some sewing or something as almost as a distraction while I'm watching the telly, it doesn't seem to bother me. But if I'm just sitting because I'm so tired, within half an hour I start to move myself, restless. Sometimes I just give up and go to bed.
Okay.
I can usually fall asleep quite okay.
Mm-hmm.
On the odd occasion I'll wake up in the night and sort of toss and turn and just sort of can't lie still before I drop off to sleep again. It's not a big deal.
No, it's just really annoying.
It's been going on for years now.
We can sort this out, Judy, with a mineral called magnesium. If you go and get some magnesium powder, and you take that before you go to bed at night.
Right.
So start with a teaspoonful in some water before you go to bed at night. And in the morning, half a teaspoonful. Now, that's going to lift your magnesium levels, which help relax muscles, give you better quality sleep. Food-wise, nuts, especially the not so much peanuts, but tree nuts like almonds and cashews, even the ones with some chocolate around the outside. but nuts are a great source of magnesium. But that will solve the problem, Judy. It really will.
Really?
Yes. I know it sounds simple, but it just settles muscle function and will stop that internal restlessness.
Is there a certain, like 70 grams or whatever?
No, if you get, look, there's some great brands, and you just use a teaspoonful. It's absolutely safe. It's not a problem. And powder is better because it gives you, and once you've used it for a few months, you can actually start cutting back the dose. But I bet you find your sleep so much better, you'll want to take maybe a half dose at night anyway.
So, that sounds really easy.
Yes, and don't hesitate to let us know how you're getting on in a few weeks' time.
Oh, that is so good. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Judy. Thanks very much for calling in. Now, we were talking before to Dr. Andrew Lawrence, President of the Chiropractors Association of Australia, talking about 3.7 million Australians suffering from back problems. Milana is one of those, and she's called in with a question for Gerald. Good morning.
Hi, Milana.
Good morning, healing people. How are you?
Were you listening to Andrew when he was talking about backs? Okay.
For years and years, I've got a bad back, and with the weather is changing, either way, the bad on a sunny day or on a rainy day, I get really bad pain, and even last night. So what I did, I got a hot patch, and I put it on my back, and that seems to help.
Good.
And I take the turmeric and magnesium.
Good.
So how many actually turmeric I can take it?
Depends on the brands, Milana, but if you take up to the highest level it's got on the label, so it depends on the brands, it might even be two or three per day. Magnesium, as we just discussed there with Judy, best in powder form, and especially at night time, because often you tense up when you might be dreaming at night and you wake up with a bit of a stiff back. And also eat more oily fish, sardines, tuna, salmon, these sorts of things, or you can take an omega-3 oil like krill oil, and take that twice a day, 1,000 milligrams.
Okay.
And what that's going to... And the other thing, as Andrew has said, keep moving, Milana. 20 minutes, 25-minute walk every day in comfortable footwear.
Well, I live on an acreage, so you can imagine me walking all the time.
That's great. That's terrific. And keep that movement going. Make sure you sit in a comfortable chair with some back support, and we can nurse that back all the way through.
I've got a special chair for me.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Milana.
We got Kelly sitting here nodding at the magnesium there, Kelly Fan.
Oh, I'm a massive fan of magnesium. Yeah. I first discovered magnesium during my first pregnancy because I was suffering pregnancy insomnia, and it's one of the safe things that you can take to aid sleep in pregnancy. And I've put so many people onto magnesium powder at nighttime. I take a special nighttime formula, so it's got a couple of extra things in there which also aid in sleep. And honestly, if I can't sleep, I keep it beside my bed and just always keep a glass of water there and put a little teaspoon in there.
Away I go, literally.
Gerald, off into la la land.
Gerald, let me ask you, is that something you'd have to talk to your doctor or your pharmacist about if you have other medication at night?
No, magnesium is safe, Larry. And most of us, because all sorts of issues, soil depletion of magnesium, most of us with the pace of modern living, most of us are magnesium insufficient, not so much deficient, but eating nuts regularly is a good idea. It's good for your heart as well. But you can just take magnesium randomly without any issues at all.
Okay, I'm going to get someone on the way home. Sounds good. We'll have some time for more of your calls shortly on the House of Wellness, 131-873.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
According to many nutritionists, sugar is the new tobacco. 30 years ago, we were blind to the dangers of secondhand smoke, for instance. And now it's our addiction to sugar and processed food that's under the spotlight. And with consumer attitudes to sugar changing, we thought we should chat with Emma Dumas, a founder of the locally produced The Muesli, with no added anything, including sugar. Good morning, Emma.
Hi, Larry. How are you? Hi, Kelly. Hi, Gerald.
Hi.
Hello, Emma.
Now, tell us, how did The Muesli come about?
Well, it came about really from a personal trainer friend, Donna, who basically said, my client cannot get breakfast right. They're killing me because it's where they make their biggest mistake. And I started to look into it. I said to her, look, don't worry, I'll make something for them. And I'm a foodie first and foremost, but I'm also very conscious of nutrition and with a Bachelor of Applied Science in Physical Education as my background. I made this muesli, and I knew just instinctively that it didn't need sweets. It didn't need any kind of sugar or fruit or anything like that. So that was how it came about. It's an all-natural nut, seeds, oats, coconut, a beautiful mix, but it was just sugar-free.
Well, Emma, congratulations on the muesli. I must say, I take my hat off to you. It is such a great thing to see someone producing a breakfast cereal that is not full of sugar. Because it's alarming when you walk down the aisle. I'm a mother of two, and I walk down trying to make some healthy choices for my girls for breakfast, and I have to put everything back because it is just all full of sugar, and it's the worst way to start the day.
Oh, look, it absolutely is, Kel, and I tell you, you know, you fall into that aware part of the community, and I think the majority of people are so confused with the messaging and they just don't understand the implications, and yet everything on the sugar on the shelf, the muesli shelf and the breakfast cereal shelf, was just so sugar filled. I mean, that was why I made the muesli in the first place. And I did an assessment in a health food store. I mean, you know, get a life, and they're looking at muesli shelves. 83 types, 59 of those were over 10% sugar. And then you get products that you know, say quite visibly on their packaging, no added sugar. And this is one of my big bugbears, no added sugar. And yet, of the four types in that range, all of them were over 10%, and two were actually over 22%. And sugar is sugar, unfortunately, and, you know, our bodies are not equipped to eat the sugar at the level that we now find in all the processed food that is around it.
Emma, it's Gerald here, and I am a great fan of the classic. I have the classic with Greek yogurt on top and some berries.
Beautiful, Gerald.
What do you put on yours?
Oh, look, I have it pretty much the same way, I have to say. Sometimes in winter I might add a bit of extra rolled oats and some coconut milk and do a little bit of a porridge. But more often than not, it is just a beautiful natural Greek yogurt and some berries, which, you know, gives you a really gorgeous, highly nutritious breakfast that actually will keep you going right and through until lunchtime. Our world is about, you know, it's you just can't go out there and say, don't eat sugar, go completely sugar-free. What I really am calling for is sugar consciousness. I just think if people were sugar conscious, like you said, Kel, you're looking at packages. We have a concept called the one line rule, and I truly believe if we did nothing more complicated than read one line only on a nutrition panel, sugars, and if they're more than 5 grams per 100 grams, more than 5% of that product, put it back. Don't eat it. And if we did nothing more complicated than that, we would all be streets ahead.
All right. Well, Emma, it sounds great. So, okay, so we get off to a good start in the day with the muesli, but then how are we realistically going to get through the rest of our day? We've got morning tea, we've got a lunch, we've got an afternoon tea, we might have dinner out. What's realistically, can we get through a day without sugar?
Well, look, realistically there is sugar, you know, it is the basic building block, obviously, of all energy, glucose, and there is sugar existing in things. But I think if we work on eating good, real, whole foods, there's enough sugar in fruit and vegetables to account for moderation in any diet. So people who say, oh, everything in moderation, it's just giving people an excuse to eat badly. So I think you can get through the day being sugar conscious. So, you know, trying to completely not eat any sugar is going to be an impossibility. But if you do look at the packets, if you are aware of what the percentage of sugar is in a product, if you are putting it back and not having that packaged solution versus something whole and real, I mean, there are eggs, there are nuts, there are cheese, there are fantastic whole, real, natural foods around. And I think probably you mentioned morning tea, and that's a really interesting one, and that's been one of the things about the muesli and the way it's constructed and the nutritional profile of high protein, high fat, good raw fats in their essential form, and no sugar. So you eat a bowl of a product like that, and you actually, I do, and I look at the clock and think, gosh, I'm starving, and it's 1 o'clock.
And you
actually go through morning tea because your blood sugars are leveled out, because you are satiated and satisfied.
Yeah, that's one thing I found, Emma. That's probably the highlight. And congratulations, too, on that gluten-free range. We were discussing food intolerances earlier, and it really is challenging for someone who says, look, I don't know what to do. And this is, again, and I've tasted this. My favourite, I said, is the classic, but it is a very tasty muesli.
Well, it is, and it's 64% nuts, seeds and coconut before you get to any of the grains or fillers or anything like that. So those, are full of the flavour and the nutrition. And I'm very proud of the gluten-free, because I feel that people living in a gluten-free world are living in a world of danger. And I feel that industry is going to have a lot to answer for in the future, because they take the gluten out, the gluten's flavour, and they have added sugar. And we do the gluten-free.
And other things.
And other things. We do the gluten-free expo every year, and you know, I have never seen so much sugar in all my life, and it's terrifying. And people are diagnosed, they're relieved, they've got an answer to the terrible pain and whatever it is that they've been having. If they've been diagnosed celiac, but the problem is that this mindset hops in of, phew, it's gluten free, I can eat it.
Well, it's healthy. Yeah.
That is not safe.
No, and I can have as much of that as I want.
That's it. The gluten free mueslis in breakfast cereals on the shelves, even worse.
So they're very sinful.
You've got to be sugar conscious.
Yeah, sure. All right. Emma, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Emma Dumas from The Muesli. Great to talk to you on the House of Wellness.
Thanks so much.
Thanks.
This is the House of Wellness. Get 35% off the entire healthy care range now at your local Chemist Warehouse. And Ethical Nutrients Immune Defense 60 tabs.
And it is time on the House of Wellness for Kel's Beauty Break.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful.
And now on the House of Wellness, it's time to talk beauty.
All right, make me beautiful, Kel. Don't have enough time.
Good luck.
Oh, terrible. Oh, I'm sure I could aid. You're beautiful anyway, Larry.
Thank you.
So, look, yeah, we are coming into the winter months. It's colder. Like Gerald said before, we start turning on the heaters. You know, we drink less water. So, incidentally, my first tip to survive your skin survival for winter is to remember to stay hydrated. Your skin only reflects your hydration as well. So it's really, really important, even in the cooler months. You're not as thirsty. You're not out in the sun. It's not as hot. You may drink less water, but it is essential to keep flushing the toxins out of your body with staying hydrated, which in turn, you know, keeps your skin hydrated and clearer. So for your face, I change things around a little bit during winter. So you've got to continue to make sure that you keep turning over dead skin cells by exfoliating your skin. So now it's time to buy a heavier day cream that can act as a barrier between you and the elements, i.e. the cold and heaters. Mm. And I've just discovered a new range at Chemist Warehouse. It's called the Oil Garden Aromatherapy. Now, it's a certified organic skincare range, so there's no nasty chemicals in it. And you'll like this too, Gerald. It has no sulfates, no mineral oils, silicones, petrochemicals, synthetic fragrances, TEAs, and parabens.
Hallelujah.
I know. Isn't it amazing? And you know what? It's an absolutely beautiful product. They have a clarifying facial scrub, and that's formulated with aloe vera, papaya, bergamot, and geranium. And they've also got a really lovely face moisturizer, which it's actually really lightweight, but it's beautifully moisturizing as well. So that's my face tip for winter. Moving on to your body. Now, the easiest way to keep your skin smooth is to start with exfoliating body gloves. Now, these, they're a couple of bucks at Chemist Warehouse, and I just use them in the shower. I use them either with a body oil in the shower, or I use them with, you know, just your regular shower gel. And it's a great way to turn over your skin, and it's really, really good for your circulation as well. Next, I like to swap out my body moisturizer for body oil during winter. And this is a beautiful New Zealand company. It's called Trilogy. It just gives you a bit more oomph for the winter cold months with the body oil. Now, Trilogy have a great botanical-based range. And this one here is pure plant. And if that's not enough for you, you can either apply the oil first and then put a body cream over the top. And another one of the body creams that I love at Chemist Warehouse is the Swiss Argan Oil body cream. I stumbled upon this by accident one day, and obviously Swiss is a brand that we know very well for its vitamin content, beautiful vitamins. They have a skincare range as well, and this, I find, it's just really nourishing. It keeps you moisturized all day. And it contains certified organic argan oil. And Gerald, we've spoken about the benefits of argan oil before.
Oh, yes. Been around for so long, it's just amazing.
Exactly. And last but certainly not least is you can't forget your hands. My hands are the first thing to dry up in winter, I think, because, you know, they're the furthest away from you. And obviously with small children, my hands are in and out of water all the time, and they do tend to get quite dry. Now, Gerald, this is we've spoken about this brand a number of times, and I know that you're a massive fan. It's the Avene Cold Cream Hand Cream. Mm-hmm. So this is one of my faves. It's in a really convenient size as well. It comes in a couple of different sizes, but I've got it in the 50 mil here, so it's purse size. It's a really good size that can just fit straight in your purse. But I like to keep mine in my car, particularly because it's the last thing I always get into my car when I'm rushing out the door all the time. Right. And I get my body cream on, I get my face cream on, I get dressed, I get my kids sorted, and by the time I get into the car, I look at my hands, I'm like, oh, my hands are so dry.
Lucky you don't slip right out of the car with all those moisturizers on, girl.
I have dry skin, so I definitely need all of these products. Yes. So anyway, keep it in the car. It's a great thing to put on. It's non-greasy as well. Like, I put it on at the start of the show, and you saw how easily it was absorbed. And a great product.
So I'm now going to exfoliate, then I'm going to put oil on, then I'm going to put moisturizer on.
Yes.
Just get up a bit earlier, Larry.
I mean, it's great. I mean, I've said this a number of times before, and Gerald, you could probably expand on this further. The skin is your largest organ in your body. So, you know, yes, it's really important that you stay healthy internally, but externally there's some things that you can do to help the skin along.
Yeah, and Gerald, what you were talking about before, which is inner health for the winter months, it's all related. It's all the same.
There are specific species of bacteria that we carry that relate to skin health, and issues with those, you find eczema and dermatitis and whatever. And I endorse that Avene range. I stick that on my dial twice a day.
Okay. Now, and Gerald also...
That's not the dial of the phone.
That's right. The slipperiest handset in the world. Gerald, just quickly too, do you need to... Well, some of these potions and lotions won't suit everyone's skin, right? So you just have to work that out.
Yeah, and it's important to get a bit of advice, and you test a little bit. Most things have got testers. Yep. Certainly with the Aven range, it's just specific for reactive skin and sensitive skin anyway, so you could be pretty safe there. But always get some advice.
Of course. Gerald, the $100 Chemist Warehouse gift voucher today.
Yes, that's going to Milana, who on behalf of the 3.7 million Australians with back issues is typical of the problems we've had. So, Milana, you are the winner of the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse this morning. Thank you for your call.
Great show this morning. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the House of Wellness. Next week, we're talking about turmeric and curcumin. We're going to work out the difference between those and what's best for you. Thank you, Kel.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Gerald.
Thanks, Larry. Bye, Kelly. Have a good day.
Bye, Gerald.
Thanks,
bye,
everyone,
guys,
for listening. Have a great day. Bye for now.